Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, awful, awesome time in God's presence. Rejoicing will continue in our midst. I know now I have a few minutes. I'll just try and share what the Lord has put on my heart. And I'll make it very quick because we're all in a carol mood. I don't want to even stop the flow. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, I think Pastor has already started speaking what was laid on my heart. And I'll just turn to certain pointers. And we're going to go to Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 15. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 15. Father Lord, as your word goes out, Father, I pray it will accomplish everything it has gone out to accomplish, check, Father check, Lord. Check. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you grant me utterance and people will connect with this message. It's not the length of time, it's what it speaks to people, Father Lord. Take precedence, take the glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 15. Christy, can you read that for us, please?
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Hallelujah. I think that's what Pastor read at the beginning of the service, isn't it? So my message to you is a season of good news. Hallelujah. I don't know what this season for you is, but I'm telling you it's a season of good news. And there are four parts in that scripture that we're going to look at. Good news was given. Number one, we're going to look at the recipients of the good news. That's number one place. Two, what was in the breaking news? The announcement of the good news. Two, I don't have slides, so you might just have to follow me. Number three is purpose of the good news. And the fourth point, your response to that good news. Recipients, one, okay. Two, announcement of the good news, three, purpose, and four, your response. Now, from that passage, we knew that it was shepherds that were there. They were going about their normal business. They were out of the town. They were tending to the flock. They were the low of lows in society. They were outside. They didn't have the comfort of their own homes. But one thing that was significant, that they were going about their day-to-day business. And I hope you and I can relate to that. We're going about our day-to-day business. Am I correct? You're teaching, you're engineering, you're doing everything. You're going about your day-to-day business. And this is what all these guys were doing. There was nothing for them to say that anything was spectacular about that time. But in verse 8 and verse 9 that we read, all of a sudden an angel appeared to them. Okay? And the first thing he said, the glory of the Lord shone all round. And the first thing the angel said, don't be afraid. My prayer for you is in this season, you will get good news. And the Lord will say, you will say, don't be afraid. Because when good news comes, there are some good news you'll be totally afraid of. There the angel was there, but the glory of the Lord was there. And they were shepherds. They were not supposed to be afraid of anything. Because they were taking care of sheep, isn't it? But they were afraid. And the angels had told them, don't be afraid. Hallelujah. There are some kinds of blessings that you get and you just say, why me? You'll be totally shocked. That is coming your way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, why did I mention the recipients? If they could get good news, you will also get good news this season. Hallelujah. God chooses who he wants to give good news to. He didn't go to Herod. He didn't go to the Sadducees or Pharisees. He went to shepherds. And if the Lord can go to shepherds, he can go to you in this season. Hallelujah. Now, what was inside the announcement? The announcement was taken from verse 10 and 12. Okay, and I'm going to just look at two things inside here. After he said, don't be afraid, he said, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is a born to you today, to you this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. When God is going to bless you, he will give you his best. He gave Jesus Christ his one and only begotten Son. And that's what he was announcing. And when he was announcing, he mentioned three things. His name. Three titles he gave. He said, Savior. In those days, they were waiting for the Savior. And the Lord has come to save us and to redeem us. Whatever your situation is, the Lord has come to save and redeem you. Hallelujah. And he's Christ. Christ. We're calling ourselves Christians. He's the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Apart from saving, he's the Son of God. And the last part is, and the Lord. That's the part I love. The news I'm telling you about is someone that has everything under his power. That's the God that we serve. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Great joy. And it's to all people. All people. It's not a portion of the pastor. It's not a portion of the leaders. It's to all people. And as all of us sang, it's to all of us. In different languages. There's no Jew, there's no Gentile. We're all brothers in Christ. And that's why I say we can worship God in different languages, but one God. So whatever good news is to everybody, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, they were there, sitting down, and they were hearing this for the first time, breaking news. They're wondering, why me? What am I listening to? What is this I'm hearing? But one thing is, with shepherds, they know the story of the town. They were waiting for a Messiah. They were waiting for a Savior. So all these are stories that go on. But then they were the first to hear and to know about it. Hallelujah. And the reason why I'm picking the announcements, God will announce his good news to you in various forms. But the problem is you have to be waiting and ready to hear it. A shepherd will be watching his flocks. He'll be watching his sky. And as the announcement came, he was ready. He was on red alert. They were not sleeping. Because they cannot sleep, they were on duty. When God is going to reveal his good news to you, you cannot be sleeping. Let it not pass you by. Hallelujah. I only pray that when God is announcing, he will catch your attention. The way he caught attention with the angel and the glory shone bright. But sometimes God will not do that. You just have to be sensitive. Now, what was the purpose of that good news? We go to verse 13. I'm very conscious my time is running. Verse 13. And suddenly there was an angel and a multitude of heavenly hosts and praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards them. The purpose of that message was for us to glorify God. We were made to praise him. We were made to worship him. So if someone comes on Christmas season and does not worship God, then what is the reason for it? If you have a testimony today, if God has given good news, it's because he wants you to praise him and worship him. We cannot keep quiet. And that's why I loved it, what we did today. We sang. Because we're happy of the good news that God has given us. That's the number one reason. And that is why you notice that the angel did not give his message and go back. A host of heaven came down. He could have given the news and gone back. So what was the component of them praising God? The host came. That shows the significance in our life. We're meant to praise and worship God. Are we together, church? I say peace on earth. One thing about peace begins with God. Peace does not begin with anything. It's not going to the shrink that you'll get peace. It's not going to the psychology you get peace. Peace comes from above. And also God says, peace to all men. I don't know what you're going through, but I speak peace into your situation in this season in the mighty name of Jesus. That's the good news for you. Whatever it is, whatever storm is there, the Lord has said, peace, be still. And this season, you enjoy God's peace. Because we're commemorating when he sent his son. Once his son came down, peace came down. Everything was going to be over by Easter. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Then the next one was goodwill. Goodwill towards man. Hallelujah. What is goodwill? It's a meaning of good intention, isn't it? When somebody has a goodwill, he has a good intention, he has a good attitude. If you go to Jeremiah 29:11, what is it, Jeremiah 29:11? For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, again, and of not of evil, but to give you a future and hope. Hallelujah. That summarizes what was happening. That was the goodwill that God came. To give us a future, to give us hope. That's the goodwill that God is saying to you today. He knows the plans he has for you and me. They're not for evil. Whatever you're going for is not for evil. But it's to give you a future and to give you a hope. You might be going through something. I was talking to somebody. I said, even if it's unto death, whatever happens now, I still have a future. I still have a hope because of what Jesus Christ came to do. The end is what matters. And that was the purpose. Goodwill. And for me, that is what goodwill is. Whatever I go through, whatever situation I am going through, I can look back and say, God thinks the best for me. And I want us to look into our Christian lives. Whatever happens, have a view that God is thinking the best for you. Because when he sent Jesus Christ, he said, goodwill to all men. Please, women, you also included, please. It's not only about men. Goodwill to all men, everybody. You have your son, you have your child, you only think the best for him. Am I correct? God is thinking the best for you. And that's why he announced that when Jesus Christ was coming, he mentioned it, goodwill to all men. Your future is bright. I say your future is bright. I keep on saying that when I'm meeting with the NG4C, I say I see a great future for them. And that's what I see in everybody in this church. Your future is bright. Because God has given the goodwill. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And lastly, the purpose of the message, salvation. Salvation. That's what it is. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus. But it's to get us to salvation. To be born again. Christ came to die. He's the Messiah. His son that will redeem us. That was the essence of Christmas. The beginning of a story. A beginning of a journey of salvation. Hallelujah. Are we together? The last point that I said I was going to talk about is the response. We saw the recipients. And what was their response? With all the angels, the host of the multitudes. The next thing is in the last couple of verses. What did they do? What did they do? I'll just read that quickly. Verse 15. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Now, whatever was said to them, they demonstrated some amount of belief. They abandoned their sheep. Oh, my goodness. That is their lifeline. That is their wealth. They left their sheep and they ran off. They ran after the Savior. They abandoned whatever it was. It's secondary. I'm going after the Lord. Let me go and find out what happened. What are you holding on to in this season that you cannot run after Christ? That was the response they gave. They left everything and ran off. this season of good news, when God gives you that good news, you need to hold on to Him. You need to run off. You need to run. They abandoned everything. They let go. It demonstrated they believe what God has said. God will tell you something in this season, my brothers and sisters. Believe Him and run with it. Don't hold back. If God has spoken to you, don't hold back. In this season, there's something I've been telling people. One day at a time with Jesus. I don't have the whole answers, but I'm holding on to Jesus and just going on one day at a time. The shepherds did not have all the answers. Were they going to see Jesus? Were they going to see Mary? They knew what the angel was saying, but they believed and they went. And that's why I mentioned to you, they abandoned their sheep. Some of us, we tell them to abandon our jobs and follow Christ. It becomes a problem. Abandon the real and follow Christ is a problem. But they abandoned their real. They abandoned their jobs. Let them go and see the Savior. Even if they came back later on, they moved on. And once they saw the Messiah, what did they do? They spread the word. That's what we're called to do, to evangelize, to spread the word. This season of Christmas, you need to go out and spread the word. That's one of the reasons Herod found out, because they did not keep quiet. Whatever good news you receive this season, spread the word. That is God. Hallelujah. That was the response. And that's the response we're asking for. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I think my time is up. But I wish you'd have gotten something from this, from the recipients, the announcements, the purpose, and your response. And I'll wrap up before the choir comes in and then Brother Pradeep will close. What is your response in this season of good news? Do you know Christ? Are you willing to follow Him at this season? But one thing I know, that there's good news in this season. God bless you as I call the choir to render their song. Afterwards, Brother Pradeep will come and close the service for us. Father Lord, we say thank you. Your words have gone out, Father Lord. I pray it shall fulfill all He has meant to mention, to fulfill in everyone's life. Take the glory, Father. Take the adoration. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen.